For the second time this year, the Ohio Supreme Court decided that attaching a fee to electric bills, known as a service stability rider or transition revenue, was unlawful. First, it happened to AEP and then for Dayton Power and Light. Now, the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio has ordered DP&L to strike that rider out of bills, which will save an average customer more than $3 a month. The companies had argued that they needed the extra fee to add padding as they transitioned to market-based pricing. First Energy has no such charge. Although the PUCO acted on the DP&L case, it's still working on AEP's. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.